Hello, this is Grant from the Bank of Cardiff.
Yo, yo.
How's it going, man?
How's it going?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, man. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Me too. I gotta get the fuck out of here. It's 7 p.m.
Yeah, I was about to say, man. It's only Tuesday.
Yeah, I know. I gotta pace myself. Got a long week ahead, so... But it's good. It's starting to pick up. We had... The industry, I think, has had a strange enough month, so we've seen, like, a decent unit count in terms of deal count and stuff, but the ticket size has been down slightly, so...
Yeah.
How have you guys been doing?
Pretty fucking good, dude. 3.5 already in new originations solely, and then 2 mil in renewals, probably more now.
2 mil in new in renewals?
And 3.5 in new originations.
And is that in both leasing and working capital, or
the new originations is a mixture of equipment and working capital, but the renewals is solely working capital.
100% working capital.
Yep.
And what percentage of the 3.5 is working capital? Would you say?
Let me look.
Is this just month to date to the 21st?
Yeah.
You guys are rocking.
It's like the first 2.5 weeks were just extremely insane and stressful for us.
Yeah.
And now, like, past 2-3 days, including Friday, like, it's been pretty slow. We really want to reach over 5 mil in new originations this month.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. It's... Damn, dog. It looks like... You know... It looks like it's leaning towards probably more like 70% working capital.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. What do we got going? We got a lot going on at a kind of out of this newer lender, Marlin, and got a little bit going with them. They were offering like insane rates.
Yeah.
Like so that they got that going, and it's kind of it.
Who else?
For now.
Who else is sort of making up that on deck? Obviously. MCC, is BizFi making up some of that, or?
Yeah, New Logic, MCC on deck, the usual suspects. Winset as well.
Okay.
I wouldn't say, like, I really, like, say those are the main players right there that do the majority of our working capital. Like I said,
New
Marlin's
Logic
eking in there. Yeah,
Marlin,
New Logic on deck.
MCC.
Winset. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now this new lender, Marlin, we've done a few working capital deals, only, like, 3, but the funding says that their process is pretty easy, so.
Yeah, I've heard good stuff about them, so.
I mean, like, a few months ago we were trying to work with them and it was not going well, but
yeah.
They've turned around.
Nice. And then, like, what about last month? How did you finish off last month?
Pretty poorly. We only got, like, 1.5 in new originations, but, like, that's so many things were, like, backlogged that, like, at just, like, at the start of June, all those deals that were supposed to fund in May, like, funded beginning of June, which is why we had such a strong start.
Yeah. That makes sense. How much did you fund at MCC month to date?
Today?
No, month to date. Till the 20th this month so far.
I could quickly tell you. Come on. Internet's running slow. MCC.
780K. And what would you say? Would you say that you're doing consistently over $500,000 with them a month, or?
I wouldn't say consistently. We just had one this month. We just had one large $500,000 deal.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What would you say is like? So, it's interesting. I love hearing like the different feedback from different ISOs.
Mm-hmm.
Like in terms of certain ISOs say, like they much prefer it. Like we're pretty comparable to some degree, right? What's your opinion of the differences between the two of us?
I know that you mentioned
origination
like,
fees before.
That's the one obvious thing. I still feel like it's only tier one Prism pricing that's going to compete with a lot of MCC approvals. And at least here at Cardiff, the reps have more confidence in MCC's back-end funding process than Flora's.
Okay. Okay. Any feedback on that, or just...
I think that just, like, you know, like, for example, like, on this blue water piling, it sounds like we were, like, having things wrapped up, and then the merchant interview came in, and once the date came in, so then, like, Fora said, like, okay, well, we're going to have to do an additional call before we fund, but, like, we were under the impression that was wrapped up, but it wasn't, and so now we're just, like, wondering, like, is this actually going to fund? It just seems to take longer, and, I mean, you know, it's just how you lend, but it just seems as though Fora has more questions.
Yeah.
Relative to MCC, so, as MCC can more be, like, it's aggressiveness, and maybe you can call it stupidity, but they're just more like, all right, let's just fund the shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, but that's our approach typically as well, but this is what I hate to see happen, right? Because now we get a big deal back, and we're starting to get some traction. We're still making some tweaks on Prism for the pricing to make more deals fall into that Tier 1 and Tier 2. It's still really early days, so you're going to start seeing a lot more Tier 1, Tier 2 offers going out now for your files. I can guarantee that because we were talking about it earlier today, and I've already seen the adjustments. So that's going to hopefully have a big impact on pricing. You're going to see really good offers coming out shortly here. And then on a deal like this is what I hate to see, is that like we get back the month to date on a deal like this, and the guy is consistently doing $100,000. In the month to date, for some reason, his deposit volume dropped down to $20,000 as a run rate. So he's only done $15,000 or so in deposit volume from his typical 100K.
Yeah, totally.
So
I mean, I understand. It just seems as though, you know, I just wish we had a few more data set points to compare and contrast rather than blue water piling, because I don't even think a lot of our lenders considered blue water piling because they don't like marinas.
Yeah. So, that's what I want to make sure is, like, communicated properly as well. Like, I'm sure the rep understands, though, but I hate to see this happen, right? Once we start getting traction and get, like, a decent-sized deal back again, and then the month of day comes back and it's shit.
Yeah, totally.
This guy's done like $15,000 or something in deposit volume this month from his typical $100,000. So, of course, we're going to have questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, no, it was just one example. Like, I'm not trying
to
make this the pedestal of all deals, but
I really appreciate
well.
The feedback. Yeah, no, of course. That's one of the most important things for me to have with an ISO is having, like, the reps and the whole sales floor having confidence in the funding process, right? Mm-hmm. Like, pricing and all that stuff is, like, important, and it seems like I'm confident that we're going to be stacking up well against, like, the likes of an MCC with, like, all the tweaks that we're making to our pricing, like, and beating them out on a lot of offers. But the funding process confidence from the reps is, like, probably more than 50% of the battle as well.
I'd agree. I totally agree.
So I really want to sort of try to get that momentum going.
I think that in order to really streamline that process, I don't know if, like, you're, like, on our end, you saw how we're set up. You know, like, Amy and I are the heads of credits, and Karen and Aziz are, like, the heads of funding. So, like, when it comes to that funding process, it's really, like, all about making Karen and Aziz happy. And so, like, for us, you know, it's, like, I can tell you a little bit about it, but it's, like, really, ultimately, like, they're going to be the ones that are going to be able to tell you what the best feedback for the funding process.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because I've got to start reaching out to Kara and Aziz more, because typically I always just go to you as the main point and, like, sort of talk through everything with you and...
And for me, my the perspective I can lend is just the approval, just the submission to approval process. Like, honestly,
yeah.
And it's bad, and I want to get better at it, but, like, I don't know much about our funding process. You know, they're the experts at that, and we really separate our roles in that regard, so.
Okay. No, that makes sense. And I, like, I appreciate that feedback. It's important for us, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, we'll continue to feed you guys, you know. We want to see this work. But, yeah, you know, that's just where we're at in terms of feedback, you know. That's
yeah.
That's the skinny, man.
Bro, I've always appreciated you giving us open and honest feedback, and I think we're going to get there. I'm confident we're going to get there to fund a lot of business together. I'm actually having a meeting tomorrow with Don and Jared about a few different things and stuff, so.
So, yeah, that's good. You know, I mean, I'm going to be here for a while, like, in terms of, like, working here, so we'll see it through, and I know Dean really likes Dan and Jared as well, and I think they talk more than I know about. We always keep you guys in mind, and like I said, we got these interns here now who are able to submit to your portal to take the work off my shoulders, which makes submissions more frequent. I think you've maybe noticed that a little bit recently.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's been good. We've been seeing some good deals coming in the door, and we want to just work now and sort of find common a few things to convert more of them. So just to sort of recap, last month you did 1.5 in new originations and then renewals.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have that up anymore.
But yeah, okay. So probably like you guys are doing between like 3 to let's say $6 million a month.
3 is the super low end, you know, man. It's like that's the lowest it's ever been since I've worked here. I would feel more comfortable if it was like over 4 to 6, and we really
4 to 6.
We're expanding our sales force very fast, and we're just expanding very fast in a great way, but so like, you know, I don't see why, you know, in the knockout month, September, December, why we won't do over $5 million both of those months. That's my goal.
Okay. All right.
In new originations alone.
Yeah. No, it was awesome to see your guys' operation, and obviously you run a really good shop. I really like working with you as well, so I'm excited to get some things done together. So I'm confident we will.
Absolutely. All right. Well, nice. My interns are on their way out. I want to say goodbye to them, and we'll we'll probably chat tomorrow or something.
Yeah, for sure. Is Kara there now, or is she?
Yeah. Not at her desk, but she'll probably be here for the next. She'll probably be back soon, and she'll probably be in office for another 15 minutes.
Okay.
So just try giving her a call in the next 5.
So she doesn't. It looks like from a lot of the emails that I'm getting over her from her, I don't see the signature. One sec. What's the best number for her?
The best number for Kara is 858.
858.
381.
Okay.
4868.
Got it. Awesome. All right. Thanks, bud.
All right. Yeah, no problem. Yep. You as well. Good night.
Cool. Bye-bye.
Right.